I'm Mario Fantasma with Paradise Locker Meats, and we're located here in Trimble, Missouri.
Paradise Locker Meats in Trimble, Missouri is family-owned and operated. The Fantasma family, Mario, Teresa, Lewis, and Nick, have operated the business since 1995. They specialize in custom meats and offer a variety of homemade sausages created from family recipes that trace back to pre-World War II Europe. They have a wide range of dedicated customers in addition to celebrity and notable chefs throughout the U.S., receiving their product each week through Heritage Foods USA. On episode 14 of The Main Course in 2009, Mario Fantasma explained the origins of the company and its guiding principles.
Paradise Locker Meats was started by the Leiser family in 1946. It was a small butcher shop. It actually started in Paradise, Missouri. I took over the shop in 1995. You know, the shop has always serviced small farmers doing the butchering and slaughtering for their home freezers, selling a little bit of retail products, stuff like that. And then we kind of took that to the next stage after we bought the business. Now we are doing a lot of different pigs from different farmers across the Midwest here that Patrick Martin's actually brought in to our shop. Small shops like ours have always taken care of the small farmers. Without them, we can't survive. We need them to continue to do what they're doing. We need to pay them more money for their labor. It just makes everything work when it comes to sustainable foods.
Mario's son, Nick Fantasma, talked with Aaron Fairbanks on episode 85 of The Farm Report about some of the challenges that come along with running a small processing facility.
I was 13 when my parents bought the business, and my brother was 15. So, you know, it's been kind of a life lesson for us, you know, as we grew up learning the business and going to what we know now. We slaughtered beef, pork, and lamb, and some goats. Custom slaughter is just, in essence, is a farmer bringing us an animal for us to process it for them and them taking it home and putting it in their freezer for them to have for the year, you know, for a half a year or something, anything like that. Whereas, you know, anything done under USDA can be resold throughout the country. There's a huge amount of undertaking that goes into it. Equipment costs are unbelievable. Of course, all the equipment in our facility, if it's a food contact surface, it's stainless steel. You know, any type of non-food contact surface, we'd want to try and use, you know, lightweight metal that's not going to rust. So it's either galvanized or it's aluminum. And of course, none of that stuff is cheap. We just recently purchased a new hog scalder a few years back, and that's a $33,000 machine. So there's a lot of costs that go into it. Throughout my years of being back on the slaughter floor, I've been kicked a few times, and, you know, animals are big. You know, hogs weigh just as much as me, and, you know, a beef is 5, 6, 7 times bigger. So they can do some damage if you're not careful.
Nick goes on to explain the entire process from arrival of the livestock to the slaughter and final weigh out.
All of heritage slaughter is typically done on a Monday and Tuesday, of course, barring any USDA holidays. We can't slaughter under USDA unless we have a USDA official here. We definitely like to have the animals here within a certain time frame. Beef and hogs are different. The way our facility is set up, the way our pens are set up, hogs we can hold overnight. We don't hold hogs for any more than 24 hours without having to feed. We like to try and schedule our drop-offs to where the animals do have time to rest. A ride in a vehicle, a ride in a trailer can be stressing to an animal. It's out of its normal circumstance, out of its normal habitat, and not sure where it's going or what's happening, so it can be stressful. Not to say it is 100% of the time, but can be. So We do like to have time for those animals to rest. We usually say, you know, a window of about 3 to 4 hours.
Of course, slaughtering animals is never easy. After all, we are talking about death here. But the Fantasmas make sure to do everything in a clean and respectful manner, honoring the animal and making sure everything is safe for the consumer.
We do an electronic stun, and it's done behind the head. The hog is rendered unconscious, and we have about a 30 to 45 second window to get that hog in the air and get the blood out of the animal. When you think of a throat slit, it's not cut from side to side. To keep possible contamination to a minimum, we do a straight, in essence, a stick. The knife goes straight into the throat,
okay,
right up towards the heart, and then the knife is pulled out. So there's about the width of a knife straight into the throat, pulled out, and then the hog bleeds out through there. The actual physical sticking of the hog is done within seconds. For a hog to bleed out totally, you know, 15 to 20 seconds. After that, the hog is hung until all the blood is drained from the pig, and then it goes into the scalder. Once that hog comes out of the scalder and it goes onto the scraping cart, that station really controls the speed of the entire room. And then the hog is rinsed down to get any outside hair or anything like that from contaminating the meat of the carcass. It's raised up on another winch, and then it's eviscerated. All the entrails are removed, the organs are removed, the liver, heart, lungs, esophagus, all of that. And all of the organs are presented to the inspector, and he's checking for, you know, diseases in the liver, lesions, any type of abscesses or anything like that that could result in contaminated meat. Once all of the entrails and all of the organs are out of the carcass, it's raised up quite a ways above your head, and the head of the carcass is about eye level. The head is broken back through the bone to where it's just attached by the back of the neck, and then it goes over to our splitting and washing station. Each carcass is individually checked visually from top to bottom, and then the carcass is split and then washed. And it goes to the rail scale where the weight's logged in, and it's tagged, and then it goes into the cooler.
Mario hopes to keep Paradise Locker Meats going for generations to come. And in 2009 on the main course, he described where he sees the business in 20 years.
I think that my kids will be here. Their children will be running the business. Hopefully, we'll support the farmers enough that they'll be able to continue to farm. And I look to see this growing. I think more and more people are wanting these types of products. You know, every day we get new people coming in. Hey, you know, do you have locally raised products? What can we get? You know, I don't think this is a fad. This is something that's real. It's happening. It's been growing and growing, and I see it to continue to grow.
Paradise Locker Meats exists to support and serve patrons and families in a sustainable manner by processing meats from small family farms, building awareness of local natural food, and providing quality, wholesome products with dedication, integrity, and honesty. All of the pork products on heritagefoodsusa.com are processed by Paradise Locker Meats. Try one today. Enter code PARADISEHRN at checkout to receive a 15% discount on any order placed. This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys, and founding sponsor of HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Order online at HeritageFoodsUSA.com.